The brand new Radio 4 quiz game with a difference. With a difference because A, there's no quiz. B, there's no game. And 3, there's no C. tonight's panel is Frank Muir, Kenneth Williams and Jude Whitfield. And tonight we'll be listening to episode 4 of The Party Party. And then asking the panel to stay at home and not contact us. Obviously, that's going to be difficult. So all the best, Frank, Kenneth and June. Right. So let's start with round one. This week's episode entitled This Week's Episode.
We go to Microcosm very early in the morning where all is peaceful.
Well, what an absolutely good sleep. Who was that? Penny?
Norman.
What are you doing in my bed?
Waking up, what do you think?
God, I never expected this. Thank God I'm wearing pyjamas.
Absolutely, what's going on?
Oh my God, not another one.
Damn, I'm still here. I dreamt I popped my clogs.
Dan? What on earth are you doing here?
Oh, don't panic. It's a sitcom, isn't it?
Exactly, not a porn film.
Oh, like Danish Blue or Fantasies of a Perverted Director or... not that I've ever seen one of those, you know.
We're comic characters. Comic characters share the same bed.
Why?
Well, because we don't have sex. So we can go to bed together quite safely.
Oh, God, we'll all be in the bath next.
Or the back of my car. Not that I've ever... You know, I mean, obviously I wouldn't...
Where's Ellie? He's the safest of the lot.
Here.
Well, you've been very quiet.
I haven't learned how to snore yet. Anyway, morning, everyone.
Morning.
Nice morning. How are things, Dan?
What?
How are things?
What things? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, how are things?
I don't know. I've just woken up. There are no things to be how.
Did you sleep well?
How the hell should I know? I was asleep.
How about you, Penny?
What?
How are things? Did you sleep well?
I don't care.
I do.
Well, that's your problem. I'm not going to tell you.
Well, I'm just trying to be friendly. Start the day on the right foot.
Shut up.
Right. Avert eyes, please. I'm getting up.
You can't.
Why not?
It says here all the characters have a lie-in for about an hour.
Oh, God.
What?
Terrific.
Meanwhile, in Downing Street... Oh, for heaven's sake, why does it always have to be meanwhile? I mean, it's always a bit of music and then meanwhile... It doesn't have to be meanwhile. It could be tomorrow, or the day after, or yesterday. What the hell difference does it make? And we'll cut the Ronnie Hazelhurst jingles as well. I can make a better job of it myself. Right. Much better. So, yesterday... In Downing Street.
Yeah. Yes.
Hello, P. How are you?
Yeah. Shh.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see you on the phone there.
That's okay. Yeah.
He's on the phone, Hal.
Okay, right.
Yeah, you're right. Everyone's got to be on something.
Okay,
What are you on?
Yes. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Fine. Fine. Right, yeah. Yeah, good. Right, bye. Oh, it's 9:31 and 10 seconds. Oh, God, that guy's so boring.
It's a recording, P.
Sometimes I think I am as well. I'm so bored. So dull. Every day I come in at 9 o'clock and pass some silly law or other.
Well, come in at 10.
Oh, that'd solve it, wouldn't it?
Or come in at 9 and don't pass a law, or don't come in.
Or come in at law and pass a 9, I suppose. Look, whatever happens, I start to be bored. And any minute now, Sir Lord Knight will swan in and say there's a storm brewing over education or something.
But Sir Lord Knight was not about to storm in and say there's a storm brewing over education or something. He was having a dump. So, hard luck, Kenneth!
And at the end of round one, in a fascinating contest, Kenny, Frankie and Junzi are locked on no points.
Which takes us rather neatly, via a somewhat more sophisticated musical link than usual, back to the bathroom in Microcosm.
Me and my big mouth.
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way from here.
To go.
Is it?
Please shut up, Norman. It's bad enough having to bath together without you getting the words wrong as well.
Could be worse, Penny.
How?
Well, there could be no bubbles to cover our rude bits.
Look, if comic characters don't have sex, then I imagine we don't have any rude bits either.
What do we have?
Just the bits that stick out of our clothes.
I wish I'd known. I've just washed my knees.
Shh! Where are Dan and Ali anyway? Why don't they get to take a bath?
I don't know. Remind me to speak to the narrator about this.
Speak to the narrator about this, Norman.
Not yet.
Sorry.
I haven't forgotten to speak to him yet. I've just finished asking you to remind me, for heaven's sake.
Well, when should I remind you?
When I've forgotten.
When will that be?
I can't tell! If I know the moment I've forgotten, I won't have forgotten. I can't say, oh, I've just forgotten to speak to the narrator. I wish someone would remind me. Can I just guess?
PM, I'm afraid there's a storm...
Oh! Get out!
I'm terribly sorry. I didn't realise... PM, I'm afraid there's a storm brewing over education or something.
Shut up.
I beg your pardon?
I said shut up.
He said shut up.
And you, I'm not interested.
But you have to be.
Well, I'm not. I'm not in a governing mood today. I'm shut.
You're shut?
Yes, I'm shut. The Prime Minister is closed. Half day.
It's only 9:30.
Full day then. Goodbye.
What's that?
It's the Prime Minister's shutter closing.
Is it indeed?
What was that?
That was the Prime Minister's shutter opening.
But that was my sound effect.
PM, is something wrong?
Yes, I'm bored. Bored, bored, bored. Wearied.
With what?
Everything. This job, this bloody routine, this conversation.
Oi, oi, what's your game then?
I'm pulling this shutter down.
Well, if you don't mind, Ali and I... This is Ali, by the way.
Hello.
Hello, Harry.
Well, Ali and I are trying to unload this lot from the back of the van.
From the back of the van, yeah.
From the van, yeah. And you keep closing the shutter.
I keep closing the shutter, don't
you? The shutter.
Yeah. What van?
This van.
This van, yeah.
Right, Harry? Right, Harry. Lower it down.
All right.
Goodness.
There you go, George.
Easy, Harry.
All right, easy. Left a bit.
To me.
You got it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want your other glove now, George?
No. This one will do fine. Now for the huge, massive, big, mega-large box.
Catch.
What is all this, anyway?
It's a box!
It's a delivery of statute books, Pete. Apparently, we've got to read the laws before we can change them.
Right, well, that's us done, then.
Yeah, that's a lot, then.
Any gratuities, gratefully, you know.
Might as well make that the tradesman's entrance.
Meanwhile, back in Microcosm... Oh, God, it's like being at a bloody tennis match, this... Oh, yeah, some music. Well, the last lot obviously wasn't appreciated, so how about this?
Any takers on the panel for that one? No, quite right, it wasn't a tune at all. No points.
Penny, you were going to remind me of something.
Was I?
Yes, I asked you earlier.
Oh, what was it?
Well, I can't remember.
When did you ask me?
I didn't know.
Well, maybe you've already done it.
Well, how am I supposed to know if I don't know what it is and I can't remember when I asked you?
It could have been ages ago, years even. I mean, it might have been, remind me to leave school, I'm 18, or anything.
Well, I did that.
Fine, that's that sorted out then. It's not much fun, is it?
What?
Sharing a B-day.
Not really, no.
Shut the window, 3.
It's pissing down out there, Pete. So, Pete, about these statues, then.
I don't want to speak about them. I'm still bored.
Well, what do you want to speak about?
I don't want to speak about anything.
Wouldn't it be better not to speak about something specific, just to make sure you're not speaking about something you really don't want to speak about?
Right. I don't want to speak about the economy.
Me neither.
Right.
I enjoyed that.
Me too.
It was quite refreshing.
Yeah, absolutely. In future, whenever I have a conversation about the economy, I'm not going to speak.
Right, no music! 3 weeks ago, in a certain town whose name I can't be bothered saying, Mr. Mann was just finishing off a speech about how to split the atom!
And then just place the scissors back in the cupboard. So, now, questions?
I don't believe you.
That's not a question, Dan. Now, we come once again to radio techniques. And first of all, we better teach you how to snore, Ali.
It's quite simple. That's all there is to it.
Thank you, Norman, but it is not, in fact, how you make a snoring FX. Now, Ali, first of all, you have to eat some yogurt. And some treacle. Yes, drink some milk. Now, Ali, just put those plugs in your nose and... Ah, yes, well done, Ali. You see, it's just like snoring. Any sign of the footsteps, by the way, Ali?
I haven't heard them for weeks.
Oh, they'll tap up. Oh, by the way, listeners, that is a Scottish expression. It means turn up. Our writer is Scottish. Okay? Right, now, this week, we're going to get to know our radio itself. We're all cooped up in here, and I think it's important to understand what goes on.
Oh. God, he's flipped this time.
I beg, thank you, Penny. Right. We're all going for a little tour. Now, come on, everybody. Now, first off, this lever here is the volume control.
Doesn't look like one.
Well, it looks different on the inside, Norman. Pull it along a bit.
I still say it doesn't look anything like a volume control.
And back!
Well, Mr. Man, for a man who professes to an in-depth knowledge of the workings of
the... anything. You're on the inside, you idiot.
Mr. Man, what...
Off switch. Don't touch. Now, over here. Come on, with me, everybody. Over here. Is the left speaker.
Very nice, oblique.
Bit cramped, isn't it, oblique? Something else, oblique.
Something funny, dot, dot, dot.
And, of course, over here, just pass the cassette. Careful as you...
Is it recording?
Should be.
Oh, God, how awful did it record that? It was! God, I sound so awful!
Hey, Dick, who's this?
It's you, Gordon.
No, you idiot. This, the man from Laramie.
Christ, Gordon. God, that's Jimmy Stewart. It's bloody good, you know.
How would you think?
Yeah, honestly.
Oh, turn it off, G, please. It makes you sound awful.
That was good.
I should think so. I just stood on the damn cat.
Shut up, Pooh, honestly.
Do another one, Gigi boy.
Okay, well, here's Johnny.
Oh,
try it. Have a go, Pooh, try it.
No.
Oh, go on.
All right. Here's Johnny. Probably sounded nothing like it.
No, it did. It was great. Brilliant. Here's Johnny.
Paul, what's going on?
Oh, Johnny, it was hilarious.
Yes. What was it? What was happening?
We were all doing Jack Nicholson. Here's Johnny and all that.
And in you came?
Christ, I see what you mean.
Oh, Paul, don't be a spoils...
Ali, I said to be careful.
Sorry, I'd leave the base control alone.
What was that anyway?
Just a little bit of nonsense, Dan. Just a little bit of nonsense.
Now, the right speaker is in here.
Good evening. I'm going to address you tonight on a number of serious matters.
Hey, it's the Prime Minister. What's he doing here?
Shh! I've been getting a bit browned off lately. So, to cheer me up, I've thought up a whole new load of criminal offences.
It is now an offence to sit in a car at traffic lights and pick your nose. It is also an offence to sit in a car at traffic lights and pick someone else's nose. Looking boring. That's out. And talking garbage in a loud voice in a public place. That's a no-go area too. And generally doing things that get on my wick. That's a sort of safety net, that one. These laws start as from now, and will continue until I'm in a good mood, or until I get bored with them, whichever is the more pointless. Right. Now bugger off, the lot of you.
Bravo!
Very good.
Bravo!
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Yes. Fair cheer me up, that. There's nothing like getting a few things off your chest.
Right. Everybody, back into stereo, please.
Mr. Mann, that's all very well, but what about people listening in mono?
Shut up.
Well, I don't agree. What do you think, Norman?
Not much by the sound of it.
Norman?
Where is he?
Well, maybe he's in the left speaker.
Just as you'd expect, really, I suppose.
Well, here he is.
Of course, in my day, things were quite different. In my day, well, I was a lot younger, for a start. And people like I was then, had respect for people like I am now. If I'd been 21, which I was, I'd have listened to what I, as a 65-year-old, would have said.
Quick, he's been really boring. Someone turn off the left speaker.
Which all goes to show...
Oh, deal with this, man.
All goes to show... something.
Let me through, please. I'm an actor. Excuse me, sir. I couldn't help overhearing you just now and all the, shall we say, bollocks you were talking.
I was merely pointing out a few home truths to this bystander.
Well, allow me to point out another home truth. You nicked...
On what charge?
On the charge of being a boring old tosspot. And may I remind you that anything you say will probably be dull and uninteresting.
That's okay. As long as it's not taken down and used in evidence against me.
And that, I'm afraid, is the end of this week's quiz. Just in time for... next week's quiz! This week's contestants are Juju, Kenzo, and El Francarone! And this week's silly tune is...
Dear, oh dear, oh dear. Stone me, what a life. Oh God, I'm so bored.
Oh, I remember it was Hancock on the radio, Sunday afternoon it was called.
Yes, your turn.
Right, there goes. What's this?
Christ, that's a difficult one. Do it again. Ooh, doesn't ring any bells.
No, there's someone at the door, P.
Oh, OK, we'll come back to this one. Come in. Oh, God, I know it.
Busy, Prime Minister?
Very, actually. We're playing Guess the Radio Programme.
I hope this is important, Sir Lord Knight.
I hope it isn't.
Well, if I told you that the whole country is bored, would you consider that important?
Try us.
The whole country is bored.
No, not really.
Well, I think we ought to do something. It's getting dangerous. The ratings for afternoon TV are up to 40 million.
So what do you suggest we do?
Well, I think we need a crisis.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like fun. We haven't had one of those before.
What sort of crisis?
A serious one. We're the only government in history that hasn't had one.
That's a crisis in itself.
Exactly. So we organise a crisis. Whole country panics. It lasts, say, a week. We solve it. The government credibility shoots right up to about to zero.
Brilliant. That's so brilliant. It's brilliant. Brilliant.
Right. So now, we call a cabinet meeting. It lasts all night.
What do we say to the press?
Nothing. Everyone leaves early in the morning, tight-lipped, no comment. And before we know it, we've got a crisis.
I love it. OK, let's call the cabinet. That was quick.
Where's Norman?
In court. He's been arrested.
Order in court.
That was quick, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. We've dispensed with meanwhile in the courtroom, have we? Oh, just because I'm moaning a bit doesn't mean we can just go flying willy-nilly from scene to scene. Well, anyway, do what you like. See if I care. June and I are off for a snifter in the captain's cabin, so bugger you lot.
Norman Anomaly,
The charge against you is that on a fictitious day, namely Wednesday, 14th of October, you did, in a public place in front of somebody else, with no forethought whatsoever, sound off in a loud voice about something or other, at such a volume that passers-by had no option but to hear what you were saying. In short, you were being boring. How do you plead?
Guilty.
Guilty? You can't plead guilty.
I think you'll find that it...
What about the case? I was looking forward to it, you spoilsport.
Yes,
furthermore, I charge you with being a spoilsport. How do you plead?
Guilty.
Before I sentence you, Norman, have you anything to say in your defence?
I do, and I don't. Now, that may seem a rather odd thing to say, but I think, given time, I can explain.
How about 5 years?
A little tight, perhaps, but I'll see what I can do.
No, I'm not doing it. You obviously don't need me to link things together. On you go. You work it out for yourself.
And at the Old Bailey today, a man was sentenced to 5 years' imprisonment just to give him time to say something in his own defence. Now, back to the main story. The government crisis. The Cabinet again met in secret session last night for the fifth evening in a row. Ministers were tight-lipped.
It's working a treat.
Right. My turn. Guess who this is.
Do it again.
Right.
I know. It's Hal, isn't it? Your hallucination, Hal.
Oh, brilliant. How did you get that in?
PM, I'm afraid there's a big crowd outside. They want you to do something about the crisis.
Oh, do they? What can I do?
Well, can I suggest you turn them off, PM?
Good idea. That's better.
It's a pretty good button, that.
That's nothing. It does TV as well.
This is John Sedgwick in Downing Street, where there have been some very interesting comings and goings today, although nothing as yet has shed any light on the current crisis. Early this morning, the Minister for Change arrived, closely followed by the Minister for Secrets. After they left, the Minister for Silence came and went briefly, and then the Minister for Honesty left via the front window. Then the Minister for Change came back, stood outside, rang the bell, hung around, and went into number 11. Then Lord Three came out and went straight back in through the window, colliding with the Minister for Honesty on her way back out. After that, the Cabinet all came out and sang the Skyboat song before retiring inside for a game of Hunt the Thimble.
John, what conclusions have you drawn from all this activity?
None.
Thank you. Meanwhile, the crisis has been seriously affecting the economy. The value of the pound is falling. The stock exchange is at an all-time low. In fact, it's virtually suicidal. And the retail index price has collapsed totally and gone off to join the Jehovah's Witnesses. Now, I have with me in the studio John Sleet, who has been looking at the implications of all this. Good evening, John.
Good evening.
Now, John, you have a new computer device with you.
That's right.
Do you like it?
Oh, very much.
It's got lots of buttons.
Lots and lots.
So it's good fun, then?
Absolutely.
Would you like to press some buttons now for me?
Yes, please. There, a picture. A little graph.
Oh, that's a graph, is it?
Yes, and if I press this one, a circle comes up.
I must say, it's pretty fancy, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Now, to get back to the economic crisis.
Oh, yes, you just press this button here.
And here we are, back at the crisis. Thank you, John Sleet.
Blimey, this is getting out of hand.
Yeah, I didn't realise there'd be graphs and circles and everything.
As Minister for,
Silence? No, that's you, Dan, remember? 'Cause you sound a little bit like the Prime Minister when you speak.
Oh, do I?
What was I then?
Don't know.
Well, as Minister for whatever I'm Minister for, can I suggest that we announce the crisis is over?
Oh, we can't. They'll all want to know what it was about.
What was it about?
I was bored, that's what it was about.
So the economy is collapsing because you were bored?
Incredible, isn't it?
Listen, I know I never get anything right, but just this once I may have the solution. The answer that could save this country from complete collapse.
What?
What is it?
Well. Sorry, I dropped the script. Come on, God. Here it is. I haven't learnt how to snore yet. Anyway, morning, everyone.
That's very good, Ali, but it worked better on page 5. Look, why don't we just say the crisis is about secret things? Then we won't have to explain. And also, let's have a scapegoat.
Brilliant! Where is Norman anyway?
I said, where is Norman anyway?
Oh, sorry, I was just having a pint. Norman. Oh, Norman, yes, Norman actually was in his cell in the Scrubs.
Oh, marvellous. Norman Anomaly, pillar of society, sentenced to 5 years. Right in the middle of my first sitcom. Thank you very much. And what will my friends say? Here I am playing a jailbird.
So, Norman was in his cell, very dejected, and the PM was looking for a scapegoat.
I'm afraid, P, Norman's in prison.
Oh, well, we can't use him.
Not unless Norman could be got out of prison.
I'd do anything to get out of here.
Norman would do anything to get out of prison.
Got it! We could offer to get Norman out if he agrees to resign.
Oh, you got there, did you? So, the question was, would Norman agree to resign if he got out of jail?
Of course he bloody would.
Of course Norman bloody would.
On one condition.
On one condition?
On one condition?
Which is?
I am allowed to be boring and go on and on and on and on and on about things and repeat myself as well.
He was allowed to be boring and go on and on and on and on and on about things and repeat himself as well.
It's a deal.
It was a deal. But one thing still puzzled Norman.
Did it?
Yes.
Well, I'm damned if I could... Oh, yes. How can they get me out of here?
Simple.
Here is a newsflash. Norman Anomaly, sentenced today to 5 years imprisonment, was released this evening in order to assist the plot of a sitcom he was in.
Norman! Welcome back! It's lovely to see you. Nice to have you.
It's nice to be back.
Yeah, we've drafted your resignation speech. Hope you like it.
Let's see. Well, it's a bit short, isn't it? I've resigned.
I like it.
There's a bit more on the other side, but that's the gist.
No, there's more. Because it was all my fault. And I'm an idiot. And what's more, nobody else had anything to do with it. And I'm not a scapegoat, really. Just an idiot, as I said earlier. And also, the Prime Minister is great, so please put the pound back up and stop the crisis. I'm not reading that out.
You don't have to, Norman. We just recorded it to save you the bother.
That wasn't the final joke, was it?
I'm afraid so.
It wasn't actually a joke. We always have a traditional gag to end on.
Not this week.
And that's the joke. There isn't one.
Mr. Alljob!
You'll need that window fixed then. I'll get my tools.
You did that last week, Mr. Alljob.
Oh, I know, but they forgot to write me back in.
Well, they won't forget this time, will they?
Anyway, takes up a bit of time. Anyway... Don't mind me. Anyway, just carry on.
Thank you. Anyway, where were we? Okay, everyone.
Right.
1, 2, 3.
That was The Party Party by Murray Hunter. Starring Morwenna Banks, Robin Driscoll, Robert Glenister, Hugh Laurie, and Clive Mantle. The producer was Jamie Ricks.